Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you? Thank you for calling
customer
support.
I received a charge from the company of $54 and some change, and I don't understand what that's for because I haven't bought anything. I have no receipts from you all. And the only thing that I know that I signed up for was a participation in a, I guess it was a lottery type thing for an iPad, which was supposed to be $295. But you guys charged me $7.95 the first time. I didn't complain about that, but when I saw that charge on my credit card today of $54, which apparently went through last night at 7:30, my bank tells me, I want to know what's going on.
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
80112.
And your first and last name?
Yvette Jarvis.
Okay, could that be under the telephone number you're calling in on?
Excuse me?
Could it be under the telephone number you're calling in on?
It could be. 303-715-8010.
Mm-hmm.
Could the name, could you see a name, John Miller, Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R, that zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and could you verify your address for the security of the account?
6853 South Aubrey Way, 7-208, Englewood, Colorado, 80112.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay, so I do see that you did that sweepstakes entry for that tablet, and you were charged the $54.97 for the membership fee. And with that, you do
no,
need a...
I don't want a membership, and I didn't sign up for a membership. All I did was enter the sweepstakes. I don't want a membership.
Okay, and I can get your account canceled out.
Thank you. Please do.
Is there anything else I can
do? Well, I'd like to know, why was I charged $7.95 when the sweepstake that I entered was $2.95? That's the button I clicked on.
Well, no, I don't know why I said $2.95. It's always been $7.95.
Okay. And so when will I supposedly hear about that sweepstake?
Well, it will go to your email probably by the end of the week. It is the end of the month. So you can try by tomorrow to see if anything comes in on how to claim your prize.
Okay, probably nothing. But anyway, so the $54, you will have that removed from my account?
Well, I can offer a 35% refund on that charge.
35% refund? I'm gonna call my bank. Please offer it, but I'm gonna dispute the claim with my bank because
well,
I did not sign up for.
Well,
I did not sign up for a membership.
Well, ma'am, instead of you disputing and only getting a temporary credit, I can offer a 50% refund on that charge.
Yeah, I know. I want all my money back. I didn't sign up for a membership.
Well, if you
I did
me,
not sign.
If you bear with me one moment while I speak with my supervisor, I can see if there's anything else I can do.
Thank you so very much.
Just bear with me one moment.
Sure. Thank you so much, Kendra.
Okay, and I was able to get that fully refunded for you, and it can take up
Thank
to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into that account.
Did you say 3 to 5?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. I will just notify my bank that I've spoken to you all and that you have said that you will fully refund that amount in 3 to 5 days.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything
okay.
else I can assist you with?
That would be it. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
You too. And thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.